Ray Kaplan, our friend, the debt relief attorney at Kaplan Law, financialrelief.com is her website. You may have heard her last night on with John Hansen as they talked about student debt. And Ray, I saw an article this morning in the Washington Post about graduate loans that some people have, which are just crushing them. It was headline, "It's the fastest growing type of student loan, how experts would rein it in." And they're talking about the grad plus loans. Is that what you and John were talking about last night, or was that something different?
Hey, John. Yeah, thanks for having me. Well, I know what they're saying, and that the graduate plus loans are the fastest type of student loan growing right now because so many more people are going to graduate school. And I actually think that's a really good thing. There's no question that in terms of economics overall for the country, it's good to have an educated population, right? And a lot of people are pursuing graduate degrees, and then they're able to, hopefully, and usually they are able to turn that into making more money and then putting more money into the economy. So I think overall it's a good thing. And I think the key is that if people knew the options that were available to handle those graduate plus loans, there wouldn't be the panic that exists out there because there are really, really good options. And they're eligible for the new SAVE plan, which is a very, very generous monthly payment where everybody who has graduate plus loans can pay them in an income-based payment plan that really will fit within your budget.
Well, is that the SAVE plan, the one that lapses at the end of the year?
Well, so the SAVE plan is the new income-driven payment plan that should cut your payment in half. And it also has 100% interest subsidy, which effectively means that your loan is a 0% interest loan while you're in the SAVE plan. And it can either be for 10 years if you're in the public sector, 20 years, or actually 25 years for graduate plus loans. But in that case, what happens is the loans get paid off. It just takes time for the loans to actually get paid off. And while you're paying them off, you've got a monthly payment that you can handle. And pretty much everybody is eligible for the SAVE plan.
Well, if I'm in the SAVE plan and it's interest-free, let's stretch it out to 100 years. Wouldn't that divide the principal by a large? I mean, now I don't care what the length of the loan is as long as I'm not accruing interest, right?
Yes, it's really big because also when the loans get forgiven, the other thing, so I think one thing I want people to know is that federal loans get forgiven. And I think that's something that if people knew and understood, they would understand you approach federal loans differently than you do with any other type of debt. Because essentially for your payment term, you're managing the loans and you're paying what you're supposed to pay under the law, but not more than you're supposed to pay until they get forgiven by operation of law. So if you're in the public sector, that's 10 years. And if you're in the private sector with grad plus loans, it's 25 years. But to answer your question, that's not what we were talking about last night. Actually, last night, what we were talking about is the Biden executive order. That's the one that expires December 31st. And that by far is the biggest student loan relief executive order that I've ever seen. And I know you and I have talked about it, but we've had millions of dollars of borrowers' loans forgiven under that plan. And that's why it's a limited executive order that expires December 31st. And it's really important that if people have federal loans, they look up the IDR account adjustment. You can get all the information on studentaid.gov. Of course, you can go to our website, which is financialrelief.com. And of course, we can help you take the steps you need in order to take advantage of that executive order, because time is ticking, and we only have until December 31st on that one.
I don't want to miss something here, though, Ray. That is, we keep talking about federal loans, but if somebody has a loan that's not a federal loan, but if it's a private loan, Ray, if it's a private loan, then do people also qualify for the kind of forgiveness you're talking about?
Well, no. So private loans is a whole different ballgame. I always tell my clients that federal loans are apples, private loans are oranges, but there is relief out there for private loans. For private loans, we can refinance them with a different lender because a lot of people have private loans with very high interest rates, 14-15%. If your credit is pretty good, 680 or 700, you can get it refinanced with Earnest or Citizens Bank for maybe 6% of fixed interest rate, which makes a huge difference in the amount of money that you're going to pay over time and in the monthly payment.
But I feel bad for the people, though, who are in that boat, and they must feel terrible that they don't have federal student loans. Is it that some people don't qualify for federal student loans? Why wouldn't everybody have a federal student loan versus these other kinds?
You know, it's really true, John. I feel terrible for these people, too, because 100% the options are much better if you have federal loans, any type of federal loan for the most part. But private loans, there are also some good options available. And even occasionally for federal loans, it actually does make sense to refinance them and turn them into a private loan if you can get a good fixed interest rate. So for people who are definitely not going to go for public service loan forgiveness, if you have a large federal loan and you can get a lower interest rate by refinancing into a private loan, occasionally we'll see that that makes sense, but we'll run the numbers for you so you can actually see what the difference would be if you were to do it. So don't do it before you talk to somebody, an expert.
Well, what kind of number are we talking about? The story in the Washington Post, this woman has a graduate loan and she's paying 7% on it and she owes $67,000. She's afraid she's never going to get rid of that thing. What percent rate can you get if you are lucky enough to lock in a private loan?
So right now, from what I'm seeing, you can get about 6%. But the other benefit of federal loans is not just the interest rate, but it's also the repayment terms. So the repayment terms with federal loans are, generally speaking, more flexible, and especially if you're going to be working in the public sector. If you're working in the private sector, then we really have to crunch those numbers and do the analysis. Does it make more sense to keep them a federal loan or to refinance if you can get a lower interest rate and turn it to a private loan?
One last thing, Ray, though, but all right, say I'm going to borrow money for college right now, or I know somebody who is. They should absolutely get a federal loan, right? And I don't even know what that means, but whatever a federal loan is, that's what they want, right? You should not borrow from a bank or the private sector. Is that correct?
In my opinion, most of the time, yes, that's correct. And pretty much everybody is eligible for federal loans. There's a cap on the amount that student borrowers can borrow for undergrad, but for grad school, it's really the cost of education, the cost of attendance, minus any financial aid the student is receiving. So essentially what that means is for graduate school, everything is covered. You can get graduate plus loans, which are federal loans that will cover the entire cost of your tuition and living expenses and room and board. And then we can also get you in an income-driven repayment plan that will be very, very reasonable. And then look at the options for forgiveness under the statute. So I agree, for the most part, federal student loans are really the way to go. And everybody is eligible. Occasionally, because graduate plus loans are loosely credit-based, so your credit has to be in pretty good shape. We always say if you can qualify for a Capital One card, you should be able to qualify for federal graduate plus loans.
Let me just read you one last email that came into the show this morning. It says, "Hey, John, I've been a licensed clinical professional counselor for the last 20 years, so working primarily with children, teens, and families. Currently, I work for a private practice, but prior to that, I worked in the community mental health area for over 15 years. While working in the public sector, the pay wasn't always the greatest, but the experience of working with the families I served was invaluable. Anyway, I always paid what I could to my student loans, but it was a struggle to pay it down. So a few months ago, I reached out to Ray Kaplan's law firm after hearing her on your show. They walked me through the process to request the loan forgiveness. Due to the temporary law changes, I was likely still eligible for all of the payments I made while working in the public sector. Needless to say, I got one of the best letters I have ever received today. My remaining balance of $45,000 has been forgiven. 4 exclamation points. Thanks for having Ray on your show. Without her help, I probably would have not gone through this process. It was worth every penny. She is my bright side today, says one of our listeners.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's great to hear. And I'm so happy for that borrower. And I'm so happy for everybody who's been getting their loans forgiven. It's been actually billions of dollars across the country in loans that have been forgiven. And it really is life changing. These are people who've been paying on their loans for, 10, 20 years. And usually they've actually paid back the principal plus some interest. So really, a lot of the times what's being forgiven is accumulated interest. So it really is it's such great news.
Debt Relief Attorney Ray Kaplan is at financialrelief.com, financialrelief.com. Her number is 312-294-8989. Nice to talk to you, Ray. Thanks for the heads up. Everybody pay attention. Okay.